Okay, so we'll start. I'd like to start with the meditation. And again, this would start in your home in the morning. When you get up, it's good. Get up like half an hour early and wash your mouth. Then wash your face, get woken up, clean your meditation space, tidy up your little altar, okay? Get your cushion down on the ground. Then the back of the cushion should be higher than the front. And then there should be something under your knees and thighs to keep your body warm. And shouldn't be too warm or you'll get sleepy, okay? I like to just wear something light. Then sit up very straight. Your spine should be straight. And your shoulders should be even. And your head should be straightforward. And then left hand down first, then right hand on top. If you're sitting cross-legged, then right leg first up. Okay? If you're doing a full lotus, left leg and then right leg, okay? And your eyes either closed or down with your eyelids half closed. Breathe through your nose and mouth very relaxed. And we'll start with just a breath, watching your breath, which means being aware of the touch of the breath on the inside of your nose, okay? At the front of the nose. So watching your breath means being aware of the touch of the breath on your nose. And we'll start like that. We'll do 4 or 5 minutes like that. Then I'll take you through the preliminaries of the warm-up for meditation. And the next step in the meditation is to always think about why you're meditating. And that's it's not because you want to have your mind calm or something like that, and it's not because you want to be, you know, more calm during the day, something like that. That's not the real goal of meditation. The real goal of meditation is to work on those things we've been talking about all weekend, all the things we've been talking about, especially about doing good deeds in order to change our future, in order to make a different future, a different reality in the future, to finish all the bad things in our lives. And eventually that turns into heaven. So it's, we always say at the beginning of meditation, it's important to think about why you're meditating. And it should always be that. It should be something far, a far goal, some important goal like that. Like, I would like to become like a warrior. I would like to become like a very noble person in this life, a special person, so that I can be, make my life meaningful and help other people in a real way. And think about that. The next step in meditation is always to think of someone who's in trouble, someone who's have some sickness, or someone who's having an emotional problem or a problem with a relationship, and dedicate the meditation to them. A lot of good imprints are made during meditation, and it's very important at the beginning to dedicate it to someone else who needs help. So think of someone specific and dedicate your meditation to them. And then the last part of preparing for meditation is to invite or ask some very special holy person to come and meditate with you. So try to think of the one person alive or in the past who you believe is a very holy person, a very the kind of person you would like to be. And it might be Jesus, it might be the Dalai Lama, it might be Christina Noble, it might be anyone, Mother Teresa, someone that you really admire. someone that you would like to be, and then ask them to come and sit with you in meditation. And they come and they imagine that they're sitting in front of you. And imagine that you ask them for help, and then they reach out and they touch you on the chest, and they hold their palm of their hand on your chest, and in the hand is coming, from the hand is coming strength to have a good meditation and to be a good person. Then at the end of meditation, you always bring you ask the holy person in front of you to stay with you, and you ask them in your mind, and they agree very happily, and then they get smaller and smaller, and they rise in the air, and they come into your heart, and they stay in your heart the whole day. And you can think about that from time to time. If you need help during the day, you think of them in your heart. So try that now and ask them to come to your heart and stay there. Then the way you end a meditation is to imagine some kind of beautiful golden light coming out of the heart of that person in your heart. And then the light comes out of your heart and it touches all the people in your city, Galway, and also in Ireland, and brings them some happiness today. Like they are just going about their normal daily life. And then you imagine that the light touches each of them and something changes in them and they feel happier, or they feel like today is a special day. Okay, then relax. Okay. We'll start class.